Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in. I invite you to come on in. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. My lover, come on in. My friend, come on in. My healer, come on in.
Welcome to Faith on the Line. My property says sitting in for properties paid. From the NIV says, we live by faith and not by sight. We just cried that faith is not a feeling. Faith is not associated with any type of feeling, but faith is a lifestyle. God expects you to live faith even when you don't feel it. That's right, God expects you to live faith even when you don't feel it. Because again, faith is not a feeling. That's for those of you trying to stay in faith, but you don't feel anything and you don't see anything happening that would suggest that your faith is working. You don't see anything happening that would suggest that faith is working. Do you think Hannah, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, always felt something? Of course she did. Peninnah was still provoking her, and she was still barren. She was still without a child of her own. And the Bible says this went on for years. Hannah continued to pray without seeing any results, without always feeling faith. But she remained faithful to her prayer life. Can you say that even though you don't feel anything, you're not seeing anything, can you say that you have remained faithful to your prayer life? I came to encourage and to pray for somebody tonight. Stay faithful to your prayer life. Stay faithful to what you know to do, whether you feel it or not. Because faith, again, is not a feeling. It's a lifestyle. Sometimes you have to travail in faith. You have to travail in prayer. Don't quit, because sometimes you have to travail in faith. Travail in prayer. Don't quit just because you don't see or feel anything. Don't quit because you don't see or feel anything. Let's pray. Father God, I pray over everyone tonight who are not seeing the results they desire. And so they're about to give up on faith, on praying, because they don't see anything. Help them to stop depending on sight to build their faith, or a feeling to determine if faith for them is actually working. But help them to live by faith, regardless of what they see or what they feel. If they remain in faith and do what they know to do, the end result, if they travail, just like you did for Hannah, you will cause all things, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the barrenness, to all work together for the good. Romans 8:28. Somebody, you would not come out empty-handed. Live the life. In Jesus' name, amen. Just a little simple prayer, a little simple prophecy to encourage your heart to not give up, because faith is not a feeling. It's a lifestyle. At this time, if you need additional prayer, press 1 on your phone. Tonight, if you need additional prayer, press 1 on your phone. You know how we do. If you need prayer, press 1 on your phone. Thank you for joining, everybody. Going once. Going twice. Going 3 times. Everybody have a blessed night. I'm out.